We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66
WFAN. Well, it is a very good evening to you from my kitchen on this Thursday night right here on your fan, New York City. It is with Steve Summers here and you there at 11:02 on this Thursday evening on your fan, New York City. And, of course, on the other side of the kitchen, 345 Hudson Street, Ed R. Zuman. That's Ed R. Zuman on the other side of the kitchen. And no, from the 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number for the four-hour schmooze right up until Amy Lawrence at 3 on your fan, New York City.
Honesty, courage, the backbone of America.
Sixth pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the New York Jets select Jamal Adams, defensive back, LSU.
We felt very happy when he fell to us, and again, he's a very good player, not just on the field, but really from an intangible standpoint. We really feel he'll be a real cornerstone type player for us going forward.
I'm versatile, but not only that, I'm a great person off the field. I'm not going to cause any harm to the Jets organization. We're going to get this thing rolling, and we're going to get back to that Super Bowl.
Cutler, one of three on third downs. He steps up in the pocket. It collapses again. He's under pressure, taken down. He lost the football, but they say he's down. It's Jamal Adams one more time.
Trouble on the snap, and Jamal Adams has recovered for the Jets. Jamal Adams recovers, and the Jets have the ball deep in Falcons territory.
Castle throws. Off the ricochet, it is intercepted. Picked off by Jamal Adams.
Turbin. Didn't get there. Looked like Jamal Adams may have led the charge from his safety position.
Well, and the ball came loose. They're saying it's the Jets' ball going the other way.
I know he's an exciting player. He did a lot of things the right way. He brings a lot of emotion with him, and he got the team behind him and got us into it.
If I had a perfect place to die, I would die on the field. It's so much sacrifice that we go through as a team, and just connecting as one and winning ball games. It's nothing like playing the game of football.
Well, hey, kids. What time is it? Why, it's Jamal Adams time. Every month, same time, same place, same station. It's Show Me the Money time, or Time to Trade Me, with the star of our show, Jamal Adams. You would think Jamal Adams is a baseball player. Here we are in mid-June, stuck in the middle with clowns to the left of us, jokers to the right. And here comes Jamal. And he, too, wants his money. Give me mine now. It's been a while for him, hasn't it? Like a bill that comes every month. That a bill that comes every month that is due. It's that time for him to want some more money. Jamal today made mention of others who make a little bit more than him, and with nothing else going on, holding his own before holding out, he needed to say something, so he did. He knew it was time. It had been a while. No doubt he's been inspired by baseball fighting over that money, so why not him joining the chorus? Joining the crowd, money, 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 where is mine? And if he doesn't get his now, it may be time to move on. Rinse and repeat once a month, every single month. The Jets have him, as you know, for two more years. Could tag him. So if you don't have leverage, money, money, money ain't coming your way right now. But at least he reminded us he wants more money as soon as possible. Named seven or so teams earlier today, including America's team, because he doesn't live far from where they play. Jamal, say around mid-July, about this time next month, he'll remind us it's once again Jamal Adams' time, that he wants more money, wants it now, or may move on. He's a bill that comes due every month. Con Edison, pay up. Spectrum, pay up. Apartment insurance, pay up. Apartment maintenance, pay up. Jamal Adams, pay up or else. It was time, wasn't it? As sure as there is life and death and taxes and your bills, Jamal wanting his now. So, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. Same time, same place, same station, this time next month for Jamal Adams time. Here is what, you know, I mean, head shaking is coming up here. Your eyes are about to roll. Your head is about to spin. The jaw about to drop. Here's what amounts to good news with Major League Baseball. They get close to a deal. Here's how we could remember 2020. We got close to a season. Yesterday, they came close to a deal. And we all got excited, just getting close. We're so desperate for games, we get excited hearing they're close to a deal. That's how we're going to remember baseball in the year 2020. We get excited because they came close to making a deal. They came close to playing. They came close to a season. You'll remember yesterday, when they came close to a season, how excited we all got. And we're all going to remember where we were when we heard the news. Years from now, you'll be talking to your kids, grandchildren about 2020, how exciting it was, baseball getting close to making a deal, getting close to playing, and the hope you had for a season that came close. Yesterday it was 60 games for you. Today we want 70 games for us. Yes, there were other matters, the jokers to the right of us countering with the clowns to the left of us. But really, why go over that now when we have so much time to go over the other items that were brought up today, that were also brought up yesterday, and the day before that. And let's be honest, we'll be brought up again tomorrow, and possibly, I would think, more yay than nay, the day after tomorrow, and maybe through the weekend and all of next week. But really now, why should we go over those items now, when we have all of this time coming up? And, of course, the adding, the subtracting, the rest of the issues with will give us less. You will give you less if you keep asking for more. Isn't that the MO of what we're getting here. We'll give us less. That's it. If you keep asking for more, and that is what transpires just about as every other day. Once a day or once every other day, we may not get any news at all. And it's always refreshing. It's always novel. It's always so exciting just waiting for something to be said from somebody that results in another impasse, that results in just getting close. And that's how we're going to remember 2020, a season to remember for getting close. And as you know, close only counts in horseshoes, hand grenades, and Major League Baseball. Who is the star of the summer? Well, easy to answer. The summer star is Dr. Anthony Fauci. He speaks of the bubble because the virus spells trouble. One leader wants to dominate. One leading doctor wants to insulate. Imagine football in a bubble. Well, you certainly can huddle in a bubble and fumble in a bubble. Imagine baseball in a bubble. Carl Hubble, well, he never had trouble, seen blowing a bubble. Anthony Fauci, he wants baseball to huddle in a bubble because the virus causes trouble. Fauci wants football in a bubble because the virus can befuddle. The sun may set at the end of every day, and the curtain must fall at the end of every play. And every little bubble blown this way doesn't seem to stay, no matter the day. Translation, the virus don't give a damn about no stinking bubble. Fauci is trying to tell us that with baseball and football, 2020 may not be a year to remember for what happened, but what could have been when there was no virus with so much trouble forcing sports in a bubble.
The true story of one boy's courage. John Travolta is the boy in the plastic bubble.
I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air.
Commissioner of Major League Baseball came out and said, you know, he and Tony Clark basically met last night in Phoenix, and they, you know, came up with a framework of which they feel that both their constituencies will pass.
They fly so high, nearly reached the sky.
Regarding baseball and when that season, if it was going to happen, when it should likely end, given a possible resurgence of this virus in the fall.
If they start July 19th, you know, there is 71 days in that time span before September 27th.
And like my dreams, they fade and die.
Talked to Dr. Fauci, asked specifically about football, because obviously a later season, bringing up this idea that in order for this to work properly, in order for a team to be able to do this, players would essentially have to be inside a bubble.
I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air.
So what would a season actually look like under these terms?
Not really having significant interaction from the community. They'd need to be tested nearly every day. And it would be hard to see how football, he said, would be able to be played, you know, given that there's likely going to be a second wave.
They call me Chicken Little. They call me Bubble Boy.
So unfortunately, you know, the season starts, you know, the training camps start end of July. The season starts in September. This is the exact time, I think, as many people know, where two things could be happening at the same time. Legitimate concerns that Dr. Fauci's raising there.
Pretty bubble.
Yes, we have no shame. There is no question about that. A little levity brought to the program because the virus being so much trouble will have us all in a bubble. Remember in the good old days, once upon a time, for us, we were insulating. We were, of course, We were insulating, we were isolating, and now it's just about the same for some of our heroes from the playground, from the toy department. We were spending a good many months in isolation. Now it's time for those athletes, don't you think, to be insulated. And so this is the new language of 2020. It used to be hits and runs and errors. It used to be that in the good old days, once upon a time. But now words like insulate and isolate and bubble, not to mention hub, they're part of our everyday talking, speaking, and listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.